Presented by T-Mobile, the official wireless partner of Odyssey Sports. With an awesome network and great savings, there's never been a better time to join T-Mobile. Visit your neighborhood store to make the switch today.
Hey, Mike Valeni here, host of Cash the Ticket alongside my partner, Jim Costa. It's really simple. Are you tired of podcasts claiming they're a bunch of pro bettors when they live in their mommy's basement? Are you tired of podcasts that claim they hit 80% of the games when really they just lose like most of us? Then Cash the Ticket's the spot for you. We're real. We're transparent. We're having a hell of a good time with it. And we sit there and we're there for the sweat with you guys. We're just trying to figure it out just like you. Follow and listen to Cash the Ticket on the free Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcasts.
Local people, local stories. This is the All Local from 1010 Winds.
I'm Larry Mullins, and here are today's top local stories. And we begin this afternoon with Diddy. As you've been hearing on 1010 Winds, he was picked up at a luxury hotel in Manhattan last night. Prosecutors have already hinted they do not want to let him go. That is, keep him detained until he awaits, as he awaits trial on sex trafficking and racketeering. His arrest comes amidst a sprawling indictment, which reads like a crime movie. The indictment saying the music mogul, quote, engaged in a persistent and pervasive pattern of abuse, including physical violence. And so here we are on another investigation and the indictment of yet another powerful entertainment influencer who has seen his career go spiraling. 1010 Winds reporter Juliet Papa in our leadoff spot on this Tuesday.
U.S. Attorney Damian Williams says despite whatever means he may have or what his lawyer argues, Sean Diddy Combs must remain behind bars in light of charges accusing the hip-hop mogul of abusing, beating, recording, and trafficking women.
The indictment alleges that on more than one occasion, Combs carried or brandished firearms to intimidate and threaten victims and witnesses.
Three AR-15s and ammunition were found after raids in his homes in Miami and L.A.
He used his business and employees of that business and other close associates to get his way.
The U.S. attorney says business and personal staff were used to co-opt victims, pay off witnesses, and clean up after recording sex sessions in hotels. Juliet Papa, 1010 Winds on 92.3 FM.
Diddy's lawyers say he came to New York recently to get the case started, saying he wanted to voluntarily engage the court system. Well, three people are held for questioning today, charged in a shooting this morning which left a 39-year-old man with a gunshot wound to the leg. The incident played out in Times Square early this morning. An investigation continues into what led to the shooting. Happened about 4 a.m. at West 42nd and 7th Avenue. They rushed the victim to Bellevue, where he's in stable condition. City Councilman Eric Botcher says he's in communication with Midtown South to review camera footage, try and figure out what happened. They're currently questioning the three people they detained. Mayor Adams held one of his off-the-agenda news huddles today with reporters. And you can imagine the swirling federal investigations around members of his staff came up, and one in particular. Reporter Marilyn Buckley now with how the mayor is dealing with all the controversy while trying to run the city.
Mayor Adams bombarded with questions at his press conference, many of them surrounding his support of Tim Pearson, his advisor and a former NYPD captain whose phone was seized by the FBI.
Tim brought something to the dynamic that I knew we had to think outside the box to resolve the issues. And we saved hundreds of millions of dollars because of his analysis and partnership with the other people that are involved.
Adams repeatedly said Pearson was one of several people on his team in charge of negotiating migrant shelter contracts, but that this was a team effort.
There was nothing special about him. There was something special about this entire team coming together.
Marilyn Buckley, 1010 Winds on 92.3 FM.
In other news, and this should be to no surprise to anyone, actually, Terminix coming out with its comparison, if you will, of which city has the biggest rat infestations. And New York ranked as the top city that used rodent control services most frequently in 2023, specifically. San Francisco came in second, followed by L.A., Philly, D.C., Chicago, Houston, and Boston. Rounding out the top ones, at least, you can see the full list on Terminix's website. Big fire in Brooklyn this morning, injuring 12 people, and the FDNY says it was a lithium-ion battery. Fire broke out at a residence in Gowanus just after 7 on 15th Street between 3rd and 4th. They had it under control within an hour. Officials say they found lithium-ion batteries near the fire, but the cause of the blaze still under investigation. As far as we know, none of the injuries were considered life-threatening. Oh, yesterday it was Mayor Adams touting the progress New York has made under his watch. Today it was Schools Chancellor David Banks' turn, inviting educators to his State of Our Schools address at a school out in Queens.
Chancellor Banks says AI could possibly make the traditional final exam obsolete.
AI can analyze in real time all the work that our children are producing in school to give teachers a daily, accurate, and comprehensive picture of a child's progress.
He adds that AI could also curate students' coursework to better match their career objectives. Banks also trying to reassure educators.
AI cannot replace the power of a great teacher, counselor, or principal.
It's too soon for details, but Banks is forming an AI advisory council. Roger Stern, 1010 Winds on 92.3 FM in Astoria.
And a freak accident has left an 11-year-old with a terrible injury in Passaic County. Police say he was riding or sliding down a hill on the way home from school yesterday and was impaled through his thigh. Oh, my goodness. I bet that baby cried his eyes out. Not to mention his mom and his dad, too. It was a large stick. The boy was in a wooded area when the accident happened. He's a student at Anthony Wayne Middle School. Officials say some kids were taking a shortcut home through the woods when the boy was hurt sliding down the hill. One of his buddies called 911. Another friend returned to the school to get help. The school's resource officer and principal went to help. They had to climb down the hill to get to him. Paramedics eventually showed up and lifted the boy out of the woods using a lightweight stretcher. They say he'll be all right, but boy, he's in some kind of pain today.
Thanks for listening to the All Local from 1010 Winds. And for the latest news, traffic, and weather, tune to 1010 Winds, visit 1010winds.com, or download the Odyssey app to take us wherever you go.
Presented by T-Mobile, the official wireless partner of Odyssey Sports. With an awesome network and great savings, there's never been a better time to join T-Mobile. Visit your neighborhood store to make the switch today.
Hey, Mike Valeni here, host of Cash the Ticket alongside my partner, Jim Costa. It's really simple. Are you tired of podcasts claiming they're a bunch of pro bettors when they live in their mommy's basement? Are you tired of podcasts that claim they hit 80% of the games when really they just lose like most of us? Then Cash the Ticket's the spot for you. We're real, we're transparent, we're having a hell of a good time with it, and we sit there and we're there for the sweat with you guys. We're just trying to figure it out just like you. Follow and listen to Cash the Ticket on the free Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcasts.